In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. What do the words, Kalima and Kalam, denote, in the Holy Quran?
In brief, the words, Kalima and Kalam denote the wilaya and friendship of Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam. We are going to attract your kind attention to some verses in this field. First verse. And he made it, a word to continue in his posterity that, they may return. The Holy Quran 43:28. It means, there would always be from the progeny of the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, a person believing in the oneness of Allah, and he would invite the people towards monotheism that, perhaps the polytheists return to faith. Many traditions say that, the verse means that, Imama would remain in the progeny of Prophet Ibrahim and the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till the day of Qiyamah. Thus, the blessed Sheikh Tabarsi says that, some have said, Kalima refers to monotheism and some say that, it means Imama would remain in their progeny. There is a similar tradition, from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, also. The blessed Sheikh Tabarsi says that, there is difference of opinion that to whom does this refer. Some have said that, it is the progeny of Ibrahim till the day of judgment, and Sa'di has said that, it refers to Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam. The blessed Ibn Mahiyar has related from Sulaiman Ibn Qais that, one day, we were in the mosque, Malana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, arrived and said, ask me whatever you like, before that you don't find me anymore, and ask me the exegesis of the Holy Quran, because there is knowledge of the first and the last ones in it, and it has left nothing for anyone. And no one knows the meanings of the glorious Quran except Allah and those firmly rooted in knowledge, and the firmly rooted in knowledge is not one but many. One of them was the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had taught him the knowledge of the Quran. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught me and this knowledge shall remain in his progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Then the Hazrat recited this verse, in which there is tranquility, from your Lord, and residue of the relics of what the progeny of Musa and the progeny of Harun have left, the angels bearing it. The Holy Quran 2:248. Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, recited this verse by way of example. That is just, as the sciences and the relics of the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, and his vicegerent Harun, were in the chest, in the same way, the sciences and the relics of the last Prophet and his true infallible Caliph, Malana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, are safe with their progeny. That is why, he said that, I am in relation to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Harun was to the Prophet Musa, alayhimus salam. Except for prophethood. I am similar to him, in all aspects. And the knowledge of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in his progeny, till the day of judgment. Then he recited the verse. And he made it, a word to continue in his posterity that, they may return. The Holy Quran 43:28. Then, he said that, the Holy Prophet came after Prophet Ibrahim, and we Ahlul Bayt are after both Muhammad and Ibrahim, alayhimus salam. Also, there is a tradition from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, this verse was in praise of Imam Hussein, till Imama reached him. And that, through the chain of Imama, this knowledge is always passed to the son, from his father. It does not reach the brother, or paternal uncles. And after Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, there would be no Imam, but that he would have a son, till the 12th Imam, and since Abdullah he after left this world without any issue, he is not an Imam. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that, they may return, denotes the second coming, Raja it. It means that these persons would return to this world, before the day of judgment. It is mentioned in Kamal ad-Din, from authentic chains, from Mufazzil ibn Omar that, I asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, about the explanation of the verse. and he made it a word to continue in his posterity that they may return. 43:28. Imam replied, it refers to Imamah, which after Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, is appointed in his descendants, till the day of judgment. Mufazzal asked, O son of the Messenger of Allah, why was Imam reposed in the descendants of Imam Hussein and not in the progeny of Imam Hassan, alayhimas salam, though both were the sons of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both were leaders of the youth of paradise, and both were brothers? The Hazrat said, the Prophet Musa and Harun, alayhimas salam, both were messenger prophets, and were brothers of each other, but Allah appointed the Imamah in the progeny of Harun, and not in the progeny of the Prophet Musa. No one has the right to object, why it happened like that. Imamah is the vicegerency of Allah on the earth, and no one has the right to object, why Allah made Imams from the progeny of Imam Hussein, and not in the descendants of Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, because Allah is just and wise in his actions. Whatever he does, it is according to absolute wisdom, as he says. He cannot be questioned concerning what he does, and they shall be questioned. The Holy Quran 21:23.
Second verse. And certainly our word has already gone forth, in respect of our servants, the apostles. Most surely, they shall be the assisted ones, and most surely our host alone shall be the victorious ones. The Holy Quran 37:171-173. The Blessed Ibn Shahr Ashub has narrated, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, in the explanation of this verse that, we are mentioned in the verse as Allah's host or party which Allah will lead to victory. And it may refer to the help that Allah had promised, and it includes their help, because it is, in reality, the help of the Messenger of Allah, and in the last times, Allah would help them, against their enemies. Or they are mentioned in the verse, as his kalima, which may mean that, the 12 infallible Imams, or their vilaya were presented to the previous prophets, alayhimassalam.
Third verse. And, were every tree that is in the earth made into pens, and the sea to supply it with ink, with seven more seas, to increase it, the words of Allah would not come to an end, surely Allah is mighty, wise. The Holy Quran 31:27. Some have said that, words here refer to the destiny fixed by Allah. Maulana al-Imam Ali al-Naghi, alayhi salam, was asked about its explanation and he said, the seven seas refer to the spring of sulfur, the spring of Yemen, the spring of Barahut, the spring of Tiberia, the Garmaba Rasidon, Garmaba Afrikia and the spring of Behoran. And we are the words of Allah, which cannot be counted. This tradition is the sequel to the tradition that is related from the Prophet, both by Shias and Bakris and Omaris, that, if all the trees become pens, and all the water of the sea becomes ink, and all the jinns and human beings were made to write the merits of Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, they cannot even write them. The Blessed Kolani and others, Ramatullah alayhim, have narrated, from Imam Muhammad Ataki, alayhi salam, that, on the night of measures, Laylatul Qadr, the interpretation of all the affairs is revealed to the Imam, the affairs which are related to him, and to the people of his time, even in his absence. And in other times, every special knowledge of Allah, and all the secret sciences, and many strange treasures of knowledge, are revealed to the Imam of the time. Then, the Hazrat recited this verse. This tradition proves that words refer to the sciences that Allah reveals upon the Prophet and 12 divinely ordained Imams, alayhimas salam. Indeed it is one of the excellences of these gentlemen.
Fourth verse. Say, if the sea were ink for the words of my Lord, the sea would surely be consumed, before the words of my Lord are exhausted, though we were to bring the like of that sea to add. The Holy Quran 18:109. Imam, alayhi salam, said that, in the interpretation of Ahlul Bayt, alayhima salam, words refer to their merits, fazail, and their sciences which are always revealed upon them from Allah and would never end.
Fifth verse. Then Adam received some words from his Lord, so he turned to him mercifully, surely he is oft returning to mercy, he merciful. The Holy Quran 2:37. There is a lot of difference of opinion regarding these words in this verse as Adam received. The blessed Skolani and Ibn Babaway have narrated in Mani al-Akbar and Qais Sal, and Sheikh Tabarsi and others, Ramatullah Alayhim, have narrated, from Imam Bagir and Imam Sa'adik, from the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from Ibn Abbas that, these are the words that Adam said. O Allah, I ask you in the name of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, Alayhima Salam, have mercy on me, and forgive me, and accept my repentance. So the Almighty Allah accepted his repentance. According another tradition, Adam and Hawa desired the status of those exalted persons, and indulged in this unpreferable action, Tarki Allah. When they cried and wept on the earth, for a specified period, and when Allah wanted to accept their repentance, Jibreel, alayhi salam, came to them and said, you did injustice on yourself, that you desired the status of those exalted and blessed persons, who were given excellence and exalted above you, that is why, now you must pray in the names that you had seen on the firmaments of the heavens, so that Allah may accept your repentance. So Adam said, I ask you in the name of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhima salam, who are near to you, accept our repentance and have mercy on us. So, Allah accepted their repentance, and according to another tradition by the right of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And Ibn Maghazali Shafi has also narrated similarly, in the explanation of this verse. And certainly we gave a commandment to Adam before, but he forgot, and we did not find in him any determination. The Holy Quran 20:115. The Imam said that, this verse was revealed in this way, we had taken from Adam, before this, an oath, by certain words, which were Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhima salam, and in praise of imams from their progeny, so he left them, and we did not find in him any determination in this regard.
The sixth verse. Remember that time when Allah took the examination of Ibrahim with some words, so Ibrahim fulfilled them. The Holy Quran 2:124. There is difference of opinion, as regards the explanation of words in this verse. Some have said, it means, the practice, sunnah, of Ibrahim, and some that, it means all the duties. The blessed Ibn Babaway and others, have narrated from Mufazzal Ibn Omer that, he asked Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, about the explanation of the words. Imam replied that, they are the same words which Adam had learned from his Lord, and due to which his repentance was accepted. Adam had said, O Allah, I ask you by the right of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhima salam, accept my repentance. Mufazzal asked, then what is the meaning of so Ibrahim fulfilled them? The Imam said that, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, mentioned the names of each Imam, till Ga'im Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. This explanation is more appropriate, because after this, Allah says, I made you an Imam of the people. Prophet Ibrahim said, my Lord. Also make Imams from my progeny. Allah said, this covenant of Imama would not reach the unjust. It means, only those of your progeny are made Imams, who are infallible. Therefore, the verse would mean that, Allah informed Ibrahim of the imama of the 12 infallible imams, or about the bestowing of imama, and Ibrahim completed them, that is, he asked imama for his progeny, and Allah gave him the good news that, he would make all the infallible ones from his progeny as imams till Hazrat Ga'im, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. Therefore the verse can be interpreted in this way, without any problem. On the basis of this explanation, it is possible that the pronoun he completed may refer to Allah. That is, Allah completed the imamah, till the last, that is till the Ghaim Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif.